At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious, your parishioners, I would like to share with you St. Augustine's wonderful commentary on this gospel. As we know, one of the greatest doctors in the church, he lived a good 16 centuries ago. And even at times in the secular world or milieu, he is regarded as a great writer, as a great luminary in academics. So let's hear what he has to say about this gospel, how he interprets it. And I need to paraphrase to some extent what he's saying here. This is from his commentary on the gospel. And he starts to relate what this means. And of course, our Lord himself gave meaning to this parable, but he's giving further meaning to it. St. Augustine starts off by saying, when the shepherds of the church are careless, that's when the devil comes in. Note that the weed was sown while the ones in charge of the field were asleep. They were not on their guard. And hence, spiritual vigilance is needed all the time. We have to be careful to not let the world, the flesh, and the devil to sow the bad seed in us spiritually. St. Peter says in one of his two epistles, he says, brethren, be sober, be watchful, for the devil goeth about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, a roaring lion is one of the scariest things we could ever see. But it's not just when the lion is roaring, it's when the lion is stealthily creeping up. That's even more scary, because then you don't have the time to run away. So we have to be on our guard against ourselves, our own fallen nature. Watch out for those things that are where we're starting to slip spiritually. Watch out where the devil is trying to put stumbling blocks in your faith, in your morals. The world is after you, trying to corrupt you. And St. Augustine points out, he says, when the shepherds are asleep, that's when it's the worst. Who are the shepherds? It's the clergy, especially the bishops. This is why we take so seriously as priests, and of course the bishops even more so, to give spiritual warnings for dangers against faith and morals, because we will be held to account more so than you before God, because that spiritual leadership puts upon us a greater responsibility to lead, to guide. So we have to be vigilant. When we don't practice that vigilance, the bad seed is sown. All is not lost, but we have a real problem. So our Lord even goes on to say he lets the bad seed grow, the weed to grow up with the wheat. And at the end, both will be cut down, but the wheat will be separated from the weeds, and the weeds will be burned. And that's, of course, the imagery of the eternal punishment, as we know God has in store for those that refuse to repent of their sins. They go into eternal punishment, the eternal fires of hell. But there's more that St. Augustine points out here. He says, what is this seed of the weeds? What is it? And he says, it's heretics. And he says, in a sense, they can be called to be of a good seed to begin with. He says, why? Because they were baptized. They made that act of faith. They believed in Christ. They believed in church, but in the Catholic Church, but then they fell away, believing heretical doctrine. And so they are the spiritual, harmful weeds that are growing up there. They can even choke the weeds if they begin to take over. The weeds are really a problem. And St. Augustine says they are the heretics. Believe me, there is more heresy today than ever before. And probably one of the greatest factors in the spread of heresy is the subjectivism. The objective truth doesn't matter anymore. It's how do you feel about it? How do you want things to be? Well, we all have to conform to objective truth. And this way of thinking actually has been promoted for hundreds of years, and that's at the essence of modernism. Your own subjective personal experience determines everything. Well, that'll lead you right out of the faith. Our Lord didn't come to earth and say, just do whatever you feel like doing, inclines you to do this or that. No, our Lord said, here is the truth. He even said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's objectivity. One can renounce that objective truth only at one's greatest spiritual peril. Our Lord said in chapter 8 of St. John's Gospel, the truth shall set you free. The truth is sometimes difficult. The truth is sometimes hard to grasp or to understand or to accept, but it's the truth that saves us. Jesus is the truth. But when we look at, the teachings going on in Vatican II, it's whatever way you feel that's valid and good. Well, that's the way to destruction. That's heresy right there. And there's a lot of heretical weeds growing in the world today. Again, the necessity of vigilance. The necessity of studying what the church has taught in the past so that we do not get derailed, that we do not get led astray. St. Augustine goes on with more comparisons here. And of course he alludes to another parable of our Lord where he says, our Lord says, the kingdom of heaven is like a net cast into the sea, and that net brings in both good and bad fish. And it's not the fault of the net. The net is simply doing its job. But then our Lord talks about how they will separate the good fish from the bad fish. So St. Augustine, in recognizing this other parable, he says the bad seed or the weeds growing up can also be something else besides the heretics. That they are bad Catholics. And basically he says bad Catholics are those who believe. They're not heretics. They believe, but they're not living according to their belief. Listen to this one sentence that he writes. Between heretics and sinful Catholics, there is this difference that heretics believe a lie, and sinful Catholics believe the truth but live not as they believe. So a lot of deep reflection right there for us. We don't want to be a heretic who believes the lie, and we certainly don't want to be bad Catholics. We want to be fervent, holy Catholics. We are called to holiness by the fact of our baptism. We were called to strive for the greatest holiness. We will never reach the infinite holiness of God, but we are commanded to always strive. So let us then take inspiration and spiritual inspiration from today's gospel. Let us realize that indeed it is an enemy that hath done it, but with God's grace and practicing spiritual vigilance, we can avoid these pitfalls, these downfalls. Let us stay close, ever heeding the words of Christ. Let us heed the words of our Blessed Mother, she who brings us to Christ. When we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, we're going to be reminded again, Our Lady did not preach anything other than the gospel. And by devotion to her, we will arrive at that ever greater devotion to her Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.